Okay, it is day 4 of switching from iPhone to Android, and I know I was gonna do a full week, but I have already made my choice. So let me start with the good, then we'll move to the bad. And also, at the end, I've got a little surprise. Okay, so firstly, customization on Android and aesthetics absolutely destroys iOS. Now, this is the setup that Parker showed me in his little setup, and oh my lord. I mean, the fact that you can get little hidden folders, like watch this. Ha! No Diddy stuff in there. Secondly, having a fingerprint reader on there, that's a game changer. Not needing to have your freaking face in frame all the time, I love it. Thirdly, 120Hz display along with no massive camera notch at the top. You think you wouldn't notice it? You do. Fourth, AI on this thing. Parker, I know you told me, but it is a lot better. I'm not gonna lie. But there is a caveat, one little caveat to that. But let's move to the bad. Firstly, navigation. I really don't like. So with iPhone, you can pretty much swipe from the middle, perfect. Not a problem to get out of things. But with this, it's a little bit frustrating. So you open something and you usually go to get back. It's a little bit annoying. You have to go all the way to one side to get away, or you go from this side and swipe away, but then it's like it swipes back the other way. So like mentally, it's a little bit confusing. And then also, as you see, it's not as quick. So it takes a little bit of time to swipe out of things. And this is like all menus. Whereas on iPhone, it's quick. And you can just do it straight from the middle. Yep, nice, amazing. And you think that navigation is a small thing, but it's like 90% of the things that you do on your phone involve navigation. Secondly, yes, the AI is better, but the fact that it does not have a voice activation like, hey Siri, do something, is almost unbelievable. I think 9 out of 10 times that I use Siri at all is when I can't access my phone. So the fact that this doesn't have it, it kind of is a deal breaker. And then the two major ones that I think that we're all waiting for, camera and AirDrop and iMessage. Okay, well, let's talk about three. The camera, even on paper, if it's supposed to be better, it's not. It just simply isn't. I'll post a video on my actual page to show you the comparison. For some reason, the contrast out of whack, it does have that Android look that we all know. Whereas for iMessage and FaceTime, yeah, kind of annoying, but you can use WhatsApp. WhatsApp isn't as great, and like the screen sharing stuff, which I do all the time, really not as good, but you can work around it because pretty much everyone does have WhatsApp. Then one thing that I don't know if I can live without, AirDrop. I didn't even realize how much I send pictures and videos around to all my different devices until I didn't have it. And the thing is like all of those things that I did mention, I probably could work around with the Android equivalent if there was a big enough reason for me to switch to this phone. But there just isn't. I love it, but there just isn't. Now, with saying that, I did tell you I have a surprise because I have not given up on Android yet. In here, as highly requested, is the Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra, and I bought it because you guys said this is the Android, and Parker did tell me it's my fault. So to not make this video too long, I'm gonna unbox this on a separate video that will be posted right now. So the Android journey continues. I'll see you there.